welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones. And there's news today that Graham's Dairies will be ceasing all milk production at its creamery in Nairn. However, the dairy facility is to remain open as a distribution centre, although there will be the loss of 13 jobs at the site, which has been taking in milk from the remaining five farmers still milking cows in the area. Here's reaction to the announcement from Bob Carruth at NFU Scotland.
I think it'll be quite a sad day. I mean, obviously, there's quite a history of products being produced out the Nairn Creamery. It's quite a well-known site, but what will happen from now on is that milk from the dairy farmers that are still remaining in the area is going to be trunkered down the road to Graham's processing site at Bridge of Allen, and then any products that are to be distributed in the north will be brought back up the road and distributed through the Nairn site.
Is there a bit of a worry about the future for those milking cows in the north?
It is. I mean, we've seen quite a reduction in the number of dairy farms in the area, quite a dramatic reduction. But there are some good news stories in the area. You look at some of the investment that's gone into cheese manufacture in the Highlands, some tremendous investment into actual dairy farms themselves on some units. So there is some positives in the area. The worry now would be just how this decision pans out and how, you know, the whole process of shifting milk down the road and shifting processed milk back up the road all pans out. And the biggest worry of all will be how that will impact on the milk price. There's a lot of pressure on milk prices just now, but also now there'll be quite a concern over what haulage charges might be. So a whole load of things for dairy farmers in the area to try and sort out with Graham's Dairies.
And here is the farmer who milks the most cows in the Nairnshire area, Stephen Innes from Drumduin Farm.
We did always hope that one day all our milk would end up bottled in there, and you know, they would get enough market up here to start bottling it all, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen now. With the supermarket contracts, they all went when Arla left a few years ago, and the supermarkets won't buy like local produce in any decent quantity. You know, it's just a kind of small token gesture. Price is dropping throughout the country. We're waiting to find out if we're going to get a price cut. We haven't been told of any yet, but we'll find out in the next few days.
So that's Stephen Innes, and with 70,000 pints leaving his farm every day, he's got plenty to think about right now. But from me, that's it for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.